So, Neil, a big thank you for joining us on a Friday evening, and a big game of football tomorrow. But before that, just a reflection, really, on Tuesday night's game. Not many teams are going to be beating South Shields this season, but a good performance nevertheless.
Yeah, Ben, really good performance. And, you know, like I said to you on Tuesday, I never like losing games of football. But when we play well and when we do enough to get something out of the game, you take a lot of heart out of it. And, you know, I've reflected over the last 10 games and, you know, we've lost 2 out of 10. And, you know, probably the other night, probably last Saturday, we probably didn't do enough to win the game convincingly. Tuesday night, we did enough to get something. Last Saturday, we won. Tuesday night, we didn't. So that just shows how, you know, kind of weird football is. But listen, the performances are coming. The results have been coming. And, you know, unfortunately for us, we didn't get the right result for us on Tuesday night. But the pleasing factor was that we continue to impose our own style of play on the game, play our football, and we're not going to let that affect us. You know, we're going to learn from it Tuesday night, and we're fully getting ready for tomorrow against Stalybridge.
And a good training session on Thursday. Heading into that training session, we heard news that Craig Carney's going out on loan for a month to Clitheroe. What's the thinking behind that?
Training was great last night. Obviously, I've got a lot of numbers now. You know, people are coming back and Craig's been, you know, ultimate professional, you know, one of the fittest lads in the whole squad. But, you know, just due to lads form, he hasn't been able to, you know, cement a place in the team. And Craig wants to play, you know, he's 26, 27. So I got really well with Phil Brown at Clitheroe. And Phil said, listen, we'll take you for a month. And people say, you know, when they go out on loan, they don't come back. I can't guarantee they're going to come back because, you know, we're not on contract. But we've got a gentleman's agreement that if things don't work out, you know, Clitheroe or at FC, and we need injuries, then we've got first dibs on Carnes coming back. He could then turn around and say, no, I'm happy where I am because obviously there's no contract. But we have set up a gentleman's agreement. Craig goes with our best wishes. And who knows, you know, we may see him again in the future. You know, I was honest with him. You know, I said that he's not being released. He's part of the squad, but at the minute he's not been able to command the play. So he's gone out.
You've got so many players. You're having to juggle around, and you brought in some loanees as well recently as well. So there's no guarantee that those loanees will be staying that long either. So it's a juggling act, isn't it, to make sure you've got players who are part of the squad for a bit of a longer period who are match fit.
I mean, absolutely. I mean, you look at Curran's performance on Tuesday night, and Jim Gannon's in the stands, and you know, I like Jim, I like Stockport, but you see Stockport getting beat last Saturday 4-0 at home, and what Curran's got to offer, and you know, if we get him fit and firing, then Stockport are going to be looking to take him back probably. Same with Alex Babos, you know, he's in and around Derby, and I'm sure he's going to be going out in the January transfer window. You know, we brought players in to freshen up the squad and to keep people on the toes, but at the same time, you know, when you bring people in, people have got to go out. But what I want, you know, players to do is learn from the likes of Curran and Babos, who are playing at a high level than what we are. But also, you know, the same token, trying to keep himself fit. So when they do get their opportunity, they can come in there and do a similar job. You know, there's another lad that's going out of the squad, Rain Halliwell. You know, I've spoken to Rain all week, and Rain wants to go and play. Desperately wants his future be at FC United. But I said, listen, man, you need to go and play games. And, you know, we're hopeful of doing a deal tonight to get Rain out for a month. And then there may be another one, you know, in the next few days, which I won't talk about yet until it's confirmed. But you know, that's what happens with a squad. You know, I put a brand new squad together in pre-season. The lads have been absolutely amazing. But you learn about players, don't you? You learn about, you know, different dynamics. And as you go along, you have to tweak it. We've tweaked it. We've got a little bit of success. People go out. People come in. But on the whole, it's still a, you know, united squad that we built in pre-season.
Yes, absolutely. And one of the players who's been out injured recently is Charlie Ennis. And as I understand, he's back training in now.
Yeah, Chaz has been a massive miss. I think everyone saw him pre-season, what a talent he is. You know, he's had a number of injuries over the last few years and, you know, lost his way at football a little bit. But he's fallen in love with FC United and his time at FC United. And, you know, we've missed him. You know, Chaz has got so many qualities. And you know, Liv the physio said that he's not right. He's been desperate to get back for a couple of weeks, but he hasn't been right. Last Tuesday, before the South Shields game, he did a full warm-up. Last night he did a full training session, and the temptation is, do I bring him into the squad tomorrow against his old club Stalybridge, or do we wait until Tuesday night and give him a full 90 or a full 75 maybe against Radcliffe? I've got to tour it up tonight, but to have the likes of Charlie Ennis back is a huge plus for us, and you know, we welcome him back into the squad.
Absolutely. And you touched upon the Radcliffe match there. That's obviously the Manchester Premier Cup on Tuesday night. And well, one of the advantages of the big squad we've got is that you can move things around. So are you looking forward to Stalybridge Celtic on Saturday and then the Radcliffe match on Tuesday?
You know, touched upon Radcliffe, you know, I can't wait for it. We've had Jack Bartram training with the squad who, you know, if people Google him, he played for Barrow last season, I think 38, 40 games. He's a wonderful talent. You know, James Joyce hasn't had many minutes recently. I've got Lenehan, I've got Griffiths, I've got Ennis, I've got Rodney, I've got Donoghue. You know, they're all ever going to come into the team on Tuesday. And, you know, when you put the side on paper, you know, the side's good enough to go out tomorrow against Stalybridge. Unfortunately for them lads is that the lads in front of them have just been doing enough to keep the shirts. In terms of Stalybridge tomorrow, what do I expect? There's going to be a little bit of needle in the game. Obviously, ex-players from either side. It's they were our ex-landlords, if you will, when FC played down there. And I'm sure that a lot of FC fans are going to turn up tomorrow and cheer on the boys. But you know, tomorrow is a game that I'm targeting to win. You know, and that's no disrespect to Stalybridge, but we harbour a little ambition in our dressing room. And if we want to be where we want to be, then we need to all get points tomorrow. And, you know, looking at the last few games, there's no reason why we can't do. We know Stalybridge's threats. We know what they're about. But I also know my team. And my team played really well the other night, and that's with one or two people underperforming. So I'm expecting a really good performance. I'm ready for lads to cross the white line tomorrow and give a really good account of themselves. And, you know, at me, like I am, I want to win the game tomorrow.